Now here's some Roots Radio music news. The Office of the Music Health Alliance is bustling with activity on a typical weekday afternoon. The nonprofit helps self-employed music professionals, about three-quarters of the industry, they say, negotiate the complexities of the healthcare system and take advantage of laws and programs that often go unnoticed in times of health crisis. Much of this week's efforts, though, are in preparation for this Friday's suite of shows raising consciousness and money on what Mayor Megan Barry has pronounced Heal the Music Day.
We have a free show at Musician's Corner from 5 to 9 p.m. with artists like Brian Wright of Cafe Rooster.
That's Allison Klein, Director of Advocacy and Marketing, who says other artists at the Centennial Park stage will be Bobby Bear, Gretchen Peters, Aaron Ray, and the McCrary Sisters. Their separate shows at Family Wash, The Bluebird, and Douglas Corner as well. MHA founder and CEO Tatum Alsup says the organization uses comprehensive knowledge of federal and state laws to negotiate red tape, develop plans of action for individuals and families, ultimately leveraging every $10 donated into $300 of health benefits.
We launched in January of 2013, so we're about to have our five-year anniversary, and to date, we have saved almost $22 million in healthcare costs for our industry. And we've got about 7,500 clients across the nation.
The Trump administration recently slashed funding for Affordable Care Act navigators and reduced by half the open enrollment for the federal exchanges. Alsup says despite those alarming headlines, access to the individual market has not changed. But consumers need to be aware that healthcare.gov will be their only option for individual coverage between November 1st and December 15th. For WMOT, I'm Craig Havikhurst.